Chapter 5. It was much cooler among the green hills of the scrubland. Marielle, Dandon and Bowley took a leisurely lunch from the supplies they had commandeered from the two weasels. The travellers rested, half-napping, as they lay back on a mossy hillock, listening to the high trill of a skylark, backed by the drone of bees and the dry chirrup of grasshoppers. Dandon was the first to hear other noises. Shaking himself out of a semi-torpor, he cupped an ear to the light breeze.
Listen, can you hear it, Marielle? Sounds like some beast doing a bit of roaring and shouting somewhere.
Marielle prodded the sleeping Bowley firmly on his snout.
Stop snoring and do something useful. Sit up and tell us what you can hear. Come on, Dozy Bones.
The young hedgehog sat up, snuffling and grumbling.
Call yourselves friends? Won't even let a young warrior have his slumber. You'll stunt me growth working me like that.
Bowley had very sharp hearing, and he assessed the situation in a trice.
Sounds like some creatures tormenting a mole. See that big hill yonder, third one going south to the right? I reckons it's coming from eind of there.
Moles were friendly. No one hesitated. Marielle readied her gullwhacker, and Dandon drew his dagger. Bowley sighed aloud, picking up his two hard oat cakes as he followed them on their way to the big hill.
Time for trouble again? Mercy me, some beast got no consideration at all, going getting themselves into distress just when it's warrior's napping time.
Bowley was correct. It was a fat old mole in trouble. Six grey rats were trying to bind him with grass ropes. The old creature was giving a good account of himself, but the rats were overwhelming him, prodding him with spears as they looped the coils about him and struggled to get a halter round his neck. Nearby, three small young moles were weeping in distress, closely guarded by a seventh rat. The old mole pulled a paw loose as he roared,
"Young varmints, I'll never tug my snout at old fox a wolf. A squirrely king be the only one I bow to."
They had not yet seen the three friends.
"Me and Marielle will take the six who have the old fellow,"
Dandon whispered to Bowley.
"Do you reckon you could deal with that rat guarding the young'uns?"
Not stopping to answer, Bowley hefted one of his oat cakes and flung it hard with amazing accuracy. It whacked the rat solidly across the jaw, dropping him in a heap. The young hedgehog grinned from ear to ear.
"I done that, Dandy. What next?"
All activity below ceased as the six rats turned to stare up at the intruders. Dandon sighed in resignation.
"Bowley, you might have waited until I gave the word. We've completely lost the element of surprise."
Marielle had her gullwhacker ready as they strode down to confront the rats. She addressed the one who looked like the captain.
"You, frog nose, get your filthy paws off that mole."